Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, Kyle in for Hugh today. Tomorrow we'll have Elliot with us. And you know how I could tell Elliot is ready for training camp, which begins on Wednesday?
How's that?
Elliot just posted, with training camp starting next week, here's a look back at Jalen Hurts' record-setting 2024 training camp.
The training camp, yeah.
Yeah, he posted the stats. Record will likely never be broken. And then he has a photo here. It's got to have been made with AI, which is a banner with Jalen Hurts on it. And it says 2024, 305 passes in training camp without...
That's actually great.
Without an interception.
That's pretty funny.
Should they hang a banner at the NovaCare Complex?
You know what? Well, no, you know what? They got to move on to this season. Nick Sirianni banned the word repeat.
He did. You can't say the word.
The train camp stats, we're putting them, but that's in the rear view, too.
So no banner.
No banner.
I'm kind of pro banner.
New season.
Imagine us being at training camp next week and they raise a banner to Jalen Hurts' 2024 camp. All right. Well, Elliot will join us tomorrow. We'll have a lot of fun with that. Kyle Schwarber, hopefully he's with us for a long time and not just another half season. He did speak, though, at the All-Star game about his future, about the contract talks, the Phillies, which began in spring training and really haven't heard much. Here's Schwarber talking about his potential future with the Phillies.
We had conversations in the spring and, obviously they didn't progress the way that we were, and then we just kind of tabled them aside and wanted to focus on the season. So we know that there's interest. I mean, obviously there's interest on my side, and I know that there's going to be interest on their side there coming up in the year, and we're going to see where that takes us. And if that's us striking up a deal, it's us striking up a deal. Like I said, that we played a lot of meaningful baseball games in Philadelphia, and the postseason environment there is second to none. You don't want to take a bit of, and you appreciate that.
Well, that's great. I mean, that's great. I mean, he's saying all the right things. Here's the bottom line, though. And nothing that's said between now and the end of the season, I think, is going to change anything. He's going to free agency. Like, why would he sign now? Yeah. He's on his pace for 45 or 50 home runs. Yeah. Now, before the season, you could say, well, let's just get the money now. Let's get it over with. I don't have to worry about it. He's gone into the season. He's had a great year. He's going to free agency, and it's going to be a matter of, do the Phillies pay enough?
I don't think either side really has incentive to make this deal happen right now.
Well, the Phillies would have more to keep him away from
free agency. They would have more incentive than Kyle Schwarber, but I think now, at this point, it's best if they both just... Yeah, it's reminding me more and more of the Zach Bond situation with the Eagles. And I'm hoping that the Phillies are treating this in a similar way, is that, like, they cannot let him go.
Well, to your point on that, I hope it's they handle it like the Eagles did. Because the Eagles signed him right before free agency actually started. Because if he gets to free agency, he's going to have offers. In fact, there was a quote he had this week, and I think he was just being, like, you know, almost like straddling the fence, like trying to say nice things because he was asked.
Yeah.
And look, he's in a national setting. He's being asked all sorts of questions. But he was asked about, the Reds are kind of an up-and-coming team, and they have some money to spend because they're not paying many players. He's from that area.
I don't like this.
He was asked about playing for his hometown Reds. Here's the quote. Being a baseball fan and growing up and watching Cincinnati baseball for your whole youth, that's how you fall in love with baseball. I think it would draw your attention, right? Being able to play for your childhood team is something that I think it'd be awesome. I mean, that seemed like a very honest, like, open answer, but obviously this is the world we live in now. He's going to be open to anyone that will pay him. He's going to be a free agent.
He should, and I think look, I don't blame him for saying that. I obviously don't like hearing that.
Yeah.
I don't like the idea of him wearing any other uniform other than a Phillies uniform. I mean, it's not the Reds that worry me, to be honest, at all.
Is it the Mets?
It's the team lurking up there in New York.
Yeah.
With the owner that has a ton of money. I can't have that.
Well, they already have a big-time lineup. If they add him to Soto and Lindor and Alonso, it'd be a disaster.
I don't know if I'd be able to watch, man.
It would be ugly to see him in that uniform.
Oh, dude, I could not take it. I don't know. Like, you know what? With the Reds thing, I hope Nick Castellanos is in his ear. Like, dude, remember when Castellanos came here, he ripped the owner and the organization?
Yeah, because they didn't want to spend.
Yeah. You can plant that in Schwarber's ear.
Well, that'd be good. Yeah, do that, Castellanos. All right, 215-592-9494. You know, if we bring up Joel Embiid, this guy's going to call. Mad Mike is up. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how are we talking about this loser again?
Yes.
Hey. Yes, we are.
Hey, I miss you guys. Just so everybody remembers in the Delaware Valley, I was right the whole time. This guy's a loser. He's never going to take accountability for being a loser, and he's going to be a loser who stole an extra $191 million. And I hope he never plays another second again.
Well, he might not play another second for the Sixers, Mike. The more I read that article, the more I think about what he's saying and the fact that he's even saying he's not going to rush his rehab back. He'll play when he plays, basically. I wonder if he's never going to play a game here again.
Yeah, and I don't know what it is. I heard Spike Eskin last week or recently say, oh, I have a lot of faith in Paul George and Embiid doing something this week. Shut up, nerd. Get over it. It's done. It's all dead. Basketball's dead here. Just get rid of the franchise.
Well, that seems strong, but it does feel dead at times. Mike, we appreciate it. Spike couldn't have really said he has faith in Joel and Paul George.
Wow. You think Spike didn't say that? You think there's no way Spike said that?
Hope is one thing. Hope because they were once great players. Faith means you believe in something, even there's not evidence to believe in it. Who believes in the Sixers with those guys?
We talk to Hugh Douglas on here every day. That man believes in things that'll never happen all the time.
True. Like what was it? The whales in Lake Tahoe?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. You would be surprised at things that people can talk themselves into.
Well, that's true. Who's worse with accountability, Joel or Hugh?
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow.
I think it's Joel.
I think it might be Hugh. I think Hugh is so stubborn and lacking accountability that he almost wears it as a badge of honor.
Well, that's true.
That he will duck the accountability.
Yeah, he's done that for years.
He actively seeks out avoiding the accountability.
Yeah, he does. John in West Philly's up. What's up, John?
Hey, what's up, Joe, Kyle?
Hey, John.
So I'm just calling. Off the bat, I'm going to just tell you guys, I am a Joel Embiid fan. Stuff like that. I really just don't understand the criticism towards Joel Embiid. When people were going to the games, they were going for Joel Embiid. We literally watched what happened with the Sixers organization. Like, after he was drafted, drafting two centers, you got three centers on your roster. We passed on Jason Tatum and got Markelle Fultz, who's not in the league. I don't think he is. Ben Simmons, he's a free agent right now. Nobody really wants him. He was the number one overall pick. We literally watched the Sixers mismanage his injuries, and I just have a strong disdain for the hate that Joel Embiid gets, especially because I'm watching Bryce Harper kind of go through the same thing. 2 weeks ago, everybody was like, "Oh, I don't know if Bryce Harper is gonna if he's gonna play or if he's gonna be good. Is this a career thing?" It's just stupid. I watched Joel Embiid go out there and literally revive basketball for Philadelphia. I sat through the process. I could name most of the players. I met Ish Smith on the court. I met Jakar Sampson, all of those trash cans. I really just don't understand it. I'm watching Bryce Harper have the greatest team, and not the greatest pitching, but, one of the best Phillies pitching staff in history.
Yep.
And you can go out there and hit doubles and score one run in a 1-2 ball game in the playoffs. You can do that.
Oh, he does.
You can hit four. He's not a winner until he won. I just really do not understand it.
So, all right, so John, I don't disagree that the Sixers have messed up a lot. You're totally right. They drafted the wrong people. They put the but it doesn't mean I can't also be frustrated at him for the issues he's brought to the table. That article that came out yesterday, John. That article he talked about how it upset him that Harden left, right? And it also upset him that Butler left. But then at the same time, he says I don't give my opinion on who we should keep. Well, then you can't complain.
Joe, I think everybody could have watched the media and see, he's really close with these guys. He wasn't doing that with Ben Simmons. With Ben Simmons, it was awkward laughter, we just the two guys in there. I just really don't understand. You could look in the media, the way that he interacted with Jimmy Butler.
Oh, how about the Olympics thing? The Olympics thing didn't bother you. He told us, and it's obvious, he was still hurt and his knee was a problem in that Knicks series.
Joe,
2 months later, he goes to the Olympics.
I'll give you that. That's a mistake on his part and all that. And yeah, we should hold them accountable for all that. But all of the Joel Embiid slander, people were filling the stadium
for Joel Embiid? Like, I really don't get it. And then, like, amid all of the, like, problems that happened and all that, the free agent mishaps, missignings and all that, the bot trades and all that, like, he still was a bounce away from going to the Eastern Conference Final. It literally took Kawhi Leonard to hit a miraculous shot. Like, I feel like everybody just have amnesia. It's stupid. In sports, it goes one way or another. Like, it's really hard to win. You guys are sitting there saying, if Bryce Harper doesn't get one. Kyle just said earlier, oh, it's so hard to win. It's so hard to win in the NBA, especially when you put four trash cans out there with Joel Embiid.
Like, well, I mean, Jimmy Butler was not a trash can. I mean, that team he had in that series was not trash.
But also, if you are the number one player in basketball, or arguably, you have a little bit. Hold on, Don. You have a little bit more to do with your team winning than one guy in a lineup of nine players. Even in baseball, like, we witnessed Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani on the same team in L.A. for how many years? And what did they win? Like, it's just different. But when you have that guy in basketball, I think the expectation sits a little bit differently. But anyway, I don't think either Joe or I mean, Mad Mike is one thing, but that's Mad Mike. I don't know what slander you've heard today about Joel Embiid other than just venting frustrations that have always been out there and I think are very valid frustrations about the guy.
I just don't like all of the attention being pointed towards trade Joel, get rid of Joel Embiid, this, that. I just feel as though, like, people are going to misjudge his legacy, this, that, and the third. He was literally a bounce away from going to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
It's hard to win in the NBA.
So, I agree.
So, I mean, you're right. He bounced away. He was. And John, we appreciate it. And the game would have went to overtime. So who knows if they won. I think they would have won the game. But so it's hard for me to reconcile. I understand it's hard to win. But Kyle, you said it. Like, most great NBA players, then they don't all win titles, no. Right? Like, that's true.
No. Well, I mean, like,
but they
Iverson.
Get close. They get close.
Sure.
I think you can make a case. I'm just kind of going through my head to make sure I'm not missing one. I think you can make a case Joel Embiid is the greatest player to never even get to the conference finals.
Probably.
Like, is that just the weirdest coincidence in the world, or is part of it he hasn't played up to his caliber in the playoffs?
I mean, honestly, a lot of both. Like, because it's hard for me to sit here and blame him for him being banged up toward the end of seasons, because that I feel like a lot of that is bad luck, and you can argue about how he treated his own body and stuff like that. But some of them are just, I mean, got elbow in the face. You know what I mean? Like, the guy can't help getting an orbital bone fracture in his eye, and like what, Bell's palsy, like stuff like that. Like, I don't know. Because I do feel bad for him in a way, to what John was just speaking to, that it's not entirely his fault, but. He could have done more for himself.
Yeah, it's just like, it's either the weirdest coincidence in NBA history, or he's part of the reason.
He's not making it very easy for you to excuse him.
No, I mean, it's just like, and again, it's a team. They're all team sports, but basketball, the best player has the largest impact on any sport,
right?
Even more than quarterback. Like, it's just like,
and way more so than baseball.
Oh, totally. If you have a top five player in the league, if you can't make it close to the second or third round, something's wrong. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of weird. Yep. I mean, it's odd, and you should at least make the playoffs almost every single season. All right, let's go to Joe Marlton, and then we'll get to you people today. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Good, Joe.
So I think the Phillies will be able to make a good trade for a couple of reasons. One, I feel like it's their deepest prospect pool in the last, 25 to 30 years. So they do have a lot to offer there. And then another reason is if you look at the one trade that happened with Devers, you would say that Devers is probably, a top 10, top 15 hitter in baseball.
I would agree with that. The night the trade went down, because I think it was during Sunday Night Baseball, they had I think it was Giants-Dodgers, and Kershaw was mic'd up, and he said, like, wow, the Giants just got, like, a top 10 hitter in baseball. So I think that's pretty accurate.
Okay, yeah, so when I was looking at that trade, the Giants, they traded two pitchers who are probably below average, Hicks and Harrison. Mm-hmm. Neither of them are better than a Ranger, and I think even Mick Abel would be.
Yeah, I think Harrison is comparable to Abel, like a hard-throwing young pitcher that has, kind of a future, but you're not sure. Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah, and then, I think the best prospect they traded was their number three or number four. So basically, I wouldn't say that they went all in to get Devers.
So one thing I'd say about that deal It was a dump. Like, they took all the money. Right? Joe, the Phillies should be able to do that. I'm not sure how much more money they're willing to take on. Like, if there was a Devers kind of deal out there, the Phillies could certainly make it. I wonder how much more money they're willing to take here.
Right, right. And one other question I had. Do you think if the Phillies offer Schwarber something like 3 years of 20, do you think that will keep him here, or will he get something more?
I think that would keep him. Yeah, 40 a year is a lot. Yeah, I would do that. I mean, that's because you're kind of limiting the years and you're not worrying about the long term. And Joe, good phone call. Maybe he could get 150 over 5 years from somebody else. Yeah. I don't know. Is he interested in the most money per year, the biggest dollar? I don't know what his objective is, but that seems like it would get it done.
40 a year would absolutely get it done.
Yeah, I mean, he would reset the DH market for everybody else.
I think you'd have to go like crazy over that and be another team to get him. Like, I think being the Phillies and offering 40 a year would help. Like that combo of getting to stay here, the continuity, and then the $40 million a year.
And if you're not doing a long-term deal, which would be good for the organization. Yep. All right, let's check in with you people.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
So this is just my personal observation with the you people, the YouTube chat. We need you back. I mean, he is the best punching bag for you people, I think, in the history of the show. He pokes them. They poke him back. Yeah. There is a deep-seated rivalry between Hugh and you people.
Yeah, the other thing I feel like, you people feel like it's a safe space. Because if you call the show and you yell at Hugh, he'll a lot of times let it go. Sometimes he barks
back.
He's crashed out. We know that he'll crash out on social media sometimes. He'll see what you say. He'll respond back. I feel like, and he's admitted he doesn't check the you people comments unless you bring them up.
It's the one medium that you're allowed to just fire away.
It's a safe space to rip Hugh Douglas. I like it for that reason.
Speaking of, curious that nobody's phone has randomly went off over the air this week.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we know the culprit, and you always knew the culprit was you.
My favorite is how he acts like there's nothing he can do about it.
Oh, I know.
I'm like, it doesn't happen to anybody else, Hugh.
Right.
Like, that's a very Pop-Up Douglas move, is that he doesn't know how to turn the volume off on his phone.
It went off.
This
I don't know.
It always goes off. Yeah. Like, we know why happened to you. Turn your volume off. Lot of rumblings in the chat about Chris in Middletown's call today and his performance as of late, typically the leadoff hitter, being compared to Johan Rojas in the one hole.
Oh no!
Yeah, got to up the game a little bit.
I prefer to say it's more he's in a Trey Turner slump. Like we know there's he could be better. We know he should be better, but it's
a Trey slump in the two hole.
It's a Trey slump where he's swinging at everything. It's not been. I wonder if Chris is thrown off because the show hasn't been in its totality for a couple. Actually 3 weeks now.
Yeah, we need to lock in.
Okay,
I agree. I'm not taking the Joel Embiid like excuses for Chris. Yep. Can we stop with the lists? Absolutely not.
No, we're doing another one tomorrow. So just lock in. Everyone likes lists.
Lists are best.
I know.
What are we talking about?
Why you get mad about it is my thing. Like, I can't wrap my head around some of the things people get upset about.
Yeah. Also, I mean, lists are fun no matter what time of the year it is. There literally wasn't a game played last night. It's not a game played.
Nope. Yep.
No games. I guess.
It's summer league.
Summer league.
Yeah, come on now.
Lists.
You locked in? Is it summer league?
No, he's not.
When Edge was playing.
Don't lie.
He looked good the other night.
He did.
Kyle is dumb.
Mm-hmm. Evergreen.
Yeah. I don't trust this Kyle guy. Smart man.
I don't trust me. I don't trust him either. Yeah, I think that's... See, people are understanding what to say.
I'll screw you over in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Instantly. Kyle looks like he sells fake Pokemon. I don't even know what that means.
How do you do
What's a fake Pokemon are already fake.
Yeah, it's not real.
They're not real.
Yeah. Sometimes I see people playing that game, but like you walk around and you see them on your phone.
Pokemon Go?
Yeah, it's kind of bizarre. Yeah.
That had its run. I think it's still going. Though.
No, it is. I've seen people like in like hiking and like they're playing Pokemon Go in the woods. It's like, put your phone away.
MLB did a deal where they have in certain ballparks this year.
Oh, no.
Yep. Yeah.
If I ever am walking around City Bank Park and someone like bumps into me and knocks my beer over because they're playing Pokemon Go, I'll lose my mind.
You going to fight them?
Well, I'm not going to fight anyone. I'm almost 40. I can't fight people, but I will be annoyed. Yeah. Come on.
I'd be very annoyed. Kyle and Joe continue to prove that they're idiots. Thank you for your continued listenership.
See, here's my question. We disagreed on the two major things today.
Yeah, right.
So don't you have to agree with one of us? Like, you're an idiot too, then, if we're both idiots. One of us has to be right.
Yep.
He's an idiot.
Joe is a knockoff Heisenberg. I can't really see you in the meth industry, though.
No, that's not.
I could definitely. He definitely is knock off Eisenberg. Definitely are.
So some. It's been mentioned before. You remember the scene where he like takes his glasses off and he's all upset and he's like rubbing his head.
Yes.
Like when I get upset, yeah, okay. And I take my glasses yep. off. I've people have said that before. Like you kind of look like him.
I could see it a little bit. One thing that comes up pretty often when I'm bothering people is they threaten for my dad to call me in and set me straight.
We haven't heard from him in a
we
while.
We have not heard from him in a while.
We need Mr. Quinn.
I'm just trying not to give him any reasons to have to call in. I do not like taking his phone calls.
Yeah. But, you know. Well, I hope he calls soon. I do like this.
Yep. Loving on Bryce and hating on Jalen. Typical Kyle. I don't see where I hated on Jalen at all today.
Well, actually, now you didn't. And this week you put him also in your
he
top five.
He was a locked top five.
Yeah.
I didn't like the only comparisons I made to Jalen and Bryce were honestly favorable to Jalen. He's won. Bryce yeah. hasn't.
There are days maybe you skew more haterish on Jalen, but this has not been that week.
But not today.
No.
And the last thing.
Well, not today. You did it the other
yes,
day.
Yeah,
that was
right.
different. That was the quarterback list.
People push me.
Yeah.
People push me.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we've totally lost our minds.
Okay.
Harper isn't half of what Jalen Hurts is.
Well, that's not true.
It's just not true.
I mean, Bryce Harper has a league MVP, two league MVPs under his belt.
We have to get a grip. We have to get a grip. I'm sorry.
I don't understand. I mean, in their careers, the better player in their sport has clearly been Bryce Harper.
Bryce is closer to the Hall of Fame than Jalen.
There's yes. zero question.
Yes. And that's even with a Super Bowl under Jalen's belt. I don't.
We need both sports back in action.
Well, we get at least one of it's tomorrow.
The further away we stray from football, the more I feel like people just forget what they watch.
You know what months. I actually think has happened? I know we got to hand it off to Broads and Devin coming up. I actually think in the last month or two with all the Jalen talk, we've forgotten that Saquon was their best player last year. It's like Saquon has been erased.
It's been, Joe, it's
Saquon was their best player by a lot.
It's Hurts washing.
It's
been Hurts washed.
It's wild. All right, coming up next, Devin Caney and Broads. They will have you for the rest of the afternoon. You guys have a great day. We'll talk tomorrow with the unveil of the top five athletes overall in Philadelphia of the last 25 years. Elliot with us tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. We'll talk on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.